me. So we back in the club with our bodies rocking from side to side, side, side to side. Thank God the week is done. I feel like a zombie gone back to life, back, back to life.
Welcome back, welcome back. It's the Johnny B Show, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Hello, B-Holes. My man DJ Clint driving home listening. Proud to be a B-Hole. Usher's the man. I don't care if he's 45 years old, which, by the way, is not old. And I don't care if the guy's riddled with herpes. Doesn't bother me one bit.
If Usher was an animal, he would be a turtle.
What does that mean?
He just kind of looks like a turtle to me.
I think he's adorbs.
He's a hot turtle.
Oh,
if,
okay.
If he was a food, he would be an egg.
Oh.
He has such an egg head.
Jesus.
But he's hot.
What?
He's a
but
hot
egg. He looks like a hot egg turtle.
What would I be if I was an animal or a food? Guys, anybody? I don't know why you're walking away from the mic. Oh, man.
You're an animal?
Yeah, what would I be? Huh? Yeah, like Usher's a turtle. What's
yeah.
Johnny? yeah. A mole.
Maybe like a hedgehog.
They have hair.
They're cute.
Yeah.
They're cute.
Look. Yeah. You're not like. You thought I was gonna say like hippo or something?
Yeah, I'm a hedgehog.
Yeah, not a hippo.
I'm a hedgehog. Not a hippo.
What would Ryan be?
Gay.
No, that's a new mammal they just discovered.
Man-mole.
Trying to think.
What would Ryan be? Yeah. Oh, you know what he'd be? I got this.
He'd be an orangutan because
yep.
He's got kind of reddish hair.
Yep, absolutely. Look at
it. Oranga!
You big monkey. Vanessa Ralph, if I was a food, what would I be? Something well-marbled, I know that.
An Amish donut.
Jebediah, all day long.
I was told that I resemble a squirrel.
Because you like them nuts. Oh!
Not wrong.
Oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy on my soul.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
She knows.
Ryan Adams.
Yes, sir.
We have one of these.
Now. 102.5 The Bone Real Raw Sports Update.
All right, so a couple hours ago, it was announced that baseball team that plays on this side of the bridge
banged your mom.
What?
Banged his mom?
No, Rays. The Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah, they banged his mom.
I built up to it.
Oh,
damn it,
no.
You ruined it. God, no. His mom's married to a young man.
She really is.
Yeah.
Ooh. Anyways.
Hey, is your hot ass sister listening?
Big Red.
Big Red. Hey, Red. Your daddy want you to listen, Red. Freshly single ass Red. Hell yeah. I found out your soon to be ex husband ain't got nothing on no Johnny B.
He's about half your size. Like, literally.
He's short as hell. That's right.
Aww.
Call me Red. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's all right. So the Rays will most likely be moving to Tampa.
There's an announcement happening tomorrow, and the rumor mill is Ken Hagen, commissioner for Hillsborough County, is going to make a big announcement that
1:30 tomorrow afternoon.
And what we're expecting is they are going to be choosing the Ybor City site for the new stadium. Yeah!
Yes. It's an announcement that they've never made an announcement like this in the 8 years they've been trying to get a stadium.
Yeah, bitch!
So... It's pretty exciting. I mean, they're hoping. It really is.
Is it?
It really is.
This bums me out.
What?
Why?
It does. Because I am a St. Pete girl. I moved here in 96, and my dad was working for the Department of Transportation at the time, and he had a lot to do with, like, how things were going in the Trop area.
I like this.
I see you're bored, but I'm going to tell you anyway.
No, I'm not bored. I like it when you take me back.
The way back machine. We have
yes,
to set it up.
In 96. St. Pete was totally different, and the Trop, I think, was imperative in changing St. Pete.
You have to understand, though, I love the Trop, but it's a dump.
It's a total dump.
It's literally,
a total dump.
Every year, it's on Forbes
list of worst.
Here's the main problem. I don't mind the stadium itself too much. Like, I have a great fan experience every time I go to a game.
Lots of memories.
It's fine. It's fine. I don't mind watching a game at the Trop. The problem is where it's at. You have, I don't know, 900,000 people in the St. Pete area to draw from.
It's like 1.9 million in Tampa or something like that.
And plus you have all the interstates that kind of converge. You're close to 75, you're close to I-4. Now people from Orlando that want to watch a game, it's a lot more convenient. You have more hotels for people that want to come in from out of town.
That's true.
And you can throw a rock and hit channel side.
I understand that level of it.
Logistically, it's better.
It makes sense.
I live in Brandon. There's so many times like when I didn't even have a night show, where I go, how am I going to get from East Brandon through traffic and everything to see a game that the first pitch is at 10 after 7? It's virtually impossible. I used to go to games, and I would get there in the fourth inning. It's like, what am I doing? Like, this
is, well, it's baseball. You're not missing that much.
Oh, my God.
Baseball is kind of a boring sport. If you even want to call it
that. But I think people from Tampa have such a problem crossing the bridge. It makes me crazy.
Oh, I agree with you.
St. Petersburgians.
I don't know if you're really one.
St. Petersburgians.
You girls.
They have no problem crossing the bridge.
They're called St. Pete.
They do it all day.
St. Petersburgians.
Yeah. The St. Petersburgians, they cross the bridge all the time. Tampons don't do it.
Oh, my God. Ladies, tampons do it once a month.
Every 28 days.
Look, I cross the bridge every damn day, like twice. I know. It's okay. That's a cop-out. People that say, oh, it's too far to drive, blah, blah.
It's a cop-out.
It usually is, yes.
Yeah.
Like, if you're a real diehard fan and you don't have a nighttime radio program, there's really no excuse. If you love the Rays, you should be going to games. That's absolutely. Right. During the season, I go to weekend games, usually a Sunday game. You know, it's also family day, and sometimes they have what they call a bark in the park, and you can take your dogs to the game.
Mm,
yes.
I don't like it at all. I'm good. I'm good for everyone.
You suck.
There's nothing for me to eat there. There's kids there. It's really hard to do, you know, party favors there. I'm not into it. There's no music. I don't really care about the game. Not like, oh, give it up for the big blue furry guy. Yeah.
It's Raymond. It's Raymond.
Oh,
what are you?
God, no. No,
DJ Kitty? What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
My concern is that as Tampa Bayans,
Tampanians. By the way, 727-579-1025-800-771-1025. Let us know what you think, if Ybor City is the ideal spot, because it is. We'd love to hear your thoughts, especially if you live in St. Pete.
And let us know what we're called. Are we St. Bergians?
Do you live in St. Pete?
No, but I grew up here. I grew up in St. Pete.
Right, but you don't
live
here.
So this is my mom does.
So?
I work here.
Your mom, how does
it? What are we going to turn the Trop into?
Well, probably.
Can we throw raves there?
They'll demolish it.
It'll probably be a giant flea market.
Or a parking lot.
Like a swap meet. Work great for the neighborhood it's in.
Really not in a bad neighborhood.
I don't know. I've seen people get mugged several times walking to their cars.
People get mugged everywhere.
It's true.
Anna might get mugged walking to her car today.
I might mug you right now.
Hell yeah.
I'm not
going to
get mugged. I'm
going to
get murdered.
I'm Largo. I'm waiting on
Anna.
Get off
the way. Dude, I saw him again. And he looked at me, and he didn't look happy about it.
I don't see him with headphones, though. He's not listening.
She needs a bodyguard.
I've seen him with headphones.
Dude,
really?
He came in after Stay Woke, and he was like talking about something that we talked about on the show.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, no. And the first thing that Will said was, Johnny's toast. But I'm scared he's going to take it out on me.
He can't possibly know he's Largo.
Oh, no, he does.
Who else would be?
He knows he's Largo.
He knows. He knows.
We could be talking about, I don't know.
I texted Johnny late at night last night. I'm like, he knows.
He's a good guy, all right? He should be honored we're talking about him. The guy cleans this entire place, this giant building, by himself.
He has a friend.
He's very friendly.
We should bring him in the studio.
I was just going to say, we should have a day for Largo.
Absolutely.
One night
Largo
a week.
Largo day.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm coming in with a hazmat
suit. I wonder if he's a Largoian.
No, he does live in Largo.
Here's what you do, Anna. Have Will stay home one night and then have Largo co-host the show.
No.
Seriously.
No, I'm done.
Stay Woke with Anna and Largo. It sounds way better than Anna and Will Koontz. You know what I mean?
Rolls off the tongue.
What's better, right?
His last name sounds so racist.
Hi, guys. I know. Hi, guys. It's me, Anna Hummel, and this is my boy, Largo.
We're going to stay woke tonight.
Stop.
And then on your way to the car, he walks behind you. I'll just follow you outside.
Stop.
I feel like we're in a horror movie.
I don't like this at all. Stop. No, I'm taking off my headphones.
I'm right behind you. No, I got this. Oh, no, the lights stopped working. Must be a power outage. They should really pay the bills around here.
This isn't funny. You're going to read about me in the paper tomorrow.
I got the paper right here. Put it over your mouth with some chloroform.
Stop. Done. Next topic. I don't like this at all.
You can fit in that trash can.
Ooh. Yeah. You're climbing this little go-kart doohickey.
That's a garbage can with wheels.
Hey, that's your go-kart. Get in it.
That's his car.
He's looking onto it. Oh, my God. He's right there. He's right there.
No, he's not.
Oh, God. He just killed Danny Donuts.
Stop.
Go check on Danny Donuts. Next door at Hot 101.
You want to go check on him?
Yeah, please.
I'll check on Roland while I'm there, too.
Was Roland in there?
Yeah, he's gay, though, so Largo's probably...
Jesus, man, he's not really gay!
Come on! The man suffered enough!
God damn you!
No, this isn't funny. This is real life.
If he's listening, he knows I'm just kidding. He's a really, really nice guy. You're dead.